hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we back ourselves into a corner again so we can do it all over again. Kenny Kessler is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer off today. I think Richie's going to be in at some point. I say that, and I wonder at this point, not that whether it makes any difference or not, just I'm happy to have him here when he can be here. That's really the bottom line. He's beginning with small things to come back again, although I think he's going to Columbia this week, isn't he? I think so.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So we've been talking a lot about the gun issue because of what happened in Colorado over that was last Friday, actually, the discussion over the weekend. I found something that makes me wonder. The support for stricter gun control measures, which was the hue and cry after Columbine, after Aurora, after Newtown, and that'll come up again after this event. By the way, three of the last four of these items all happened in Colorado, right? Is that right? Aurora, Columbine, and the one yesterday, Friday. Why is that? I asked the question. I don't have an answer. 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. 52% of Americans who were polled before last Friday say they want stricter laws covering the sale of firearms. By comparison, 38% think gun laws ought to remain the same as they are. And another 8% say they ought to be less strict than they are. So clearly the majority of Americans say they want stricter laws covering the sales of firearms. But there are strict laws. They are not enforced. Is that an accurate statement?
Oh, yeah.
There are plenty of laws, but you got these sheriffs that aren't going to enforce them and other people that don't enforce them. So why is there a need for more laws if they aren't going to be enforced in the first place? Support increased to 61% earlier in the year as the Senate was debating gun control measures that failed. A year ago, the situation in Sandy Hook brought people around to thinking. The tragedy conversation led by the president at the time, a lot of congressional Democrats, handful of Republicans pressing for new gun control measures, failed. In April, the background check legislation failed. The Wall Street Journal poll shows a predictable partisan split when it comes to gun control. It's so just annoying or just boring or whatever it is. It's the same old whatever. But I thought you'd be interested to know what the poll situation was prior to last Friday's shooting in Colorado. So that's that information. More coming up. This is Good Day at 10 past the hour.
Homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
I was like, I was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from the Boston Mass in Wisconsin.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
All right, folks at Exergen have worked with us to help you understand how to better take care of the health of your family during the cold and flu season, which certainly is upon us. Somebody, I was talking to somebody yesterday who never gets sick, and she had something that is, you know, you get around people, no matter how good your immune system is, sometimes you're going to have an exposure. Anyway, we've invited listeners at Doug Steffen, not DougSteffen.com, but Facebook.com/Good Day Show, to share with us some health tips for the cold and flu season. They get blankets and thermometers when we figure out who the winners are. So what do we have, Kenny, that are contributors that help people? These are just short, quick, one-sentence tips that will help people perhaps come up with just simple ideas, but they'll be helpful to you. That's the whole idea, some quick little thing you haven't thought of. So what do we have, Kenny?
Marcia says, gargle with hydrogen peroxide.
Wonderful. Oh, that is absolutely brilliant. Yes, Marcia.
Michael says, Zicam at the first hint always works for me.
Zicam's very good, too. Yep.
And he says he's a single parent, so that's his dad knows best remedy.
There you go. All right, good. This portion of the program brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Most accurate temperature read. Be sure to have one for your family. And make sure that you, if you have one of these tips like we just went through there, send it along. Mom knows best. Dad knows best. Grandma knows best. Whatever. The winners every week get blankets and thermometers courtesy of our friends at Exergen. Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. Also, the program brought to you in part by the folks who are preparing those meals every day at Buffalo Wild Wings. Holiday sweaters aren't one size fits all. Fortunately, Buffalo Wild Wings gift cards are. So why not do your shopping with Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and sports. The essence of our conversation today, working around some of the big stories of the day, some of you may or may not have heard that Peter O'Toole died at the age of 81 in London, was a global star with his legendary performance as T.E. Lawrence in Lawrence of Arabia. Never looked very healthy to me. Never. He did not ever. I never thought the guy came across as being someone that was really, really, I don't know, sort of strong. He was in a lot of great screen classics. Beckett, My Favorite Year, The Lion in Winter. I thought that was, What's New Pussycat was kind of funny. He and his friends Richard Burton, Richard Harris, Michael Caine all came along at the same time. They're all pretty hard drinking. And that brings me around to a story that someone has figured out that had too much time on their hands. Roberta is intrigued by the new medical study that reveals that James Bond is an alcoholic.
That's right. He drinks way too much. The Brits, of course, James Bond being British, did a study. They looked at his films. They looked at his books. And they said, oh, man, according to that, that the way they measure alcohol consumption in the UK is by units. And they say that he drank 92 units a week. But they say usually people underestimate their alcohol consumption by about 30%. So you got to figure that's more like 120 units a week. So what does that mean? Well, you got to figure that if you're having a glass of, let's say his martini, that's about 4 units. So 4 into 120 is what? 30 martinis a week? That according to that, he would be dead by the time that Ian Fleming died, which is at the age of 56.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that Ian Fleming was the model for James Bond. He modeled James Bond after himself. You know that, right? Yeah.
Well, ideally after the amount that he drank, certainly. But they said no one of any constitution could drink that much and do the stuff that James Bond did. So,
right.
You know, fictional character, drink as much as he does, and you can't do the stuff that he does.
Mm.
Nor could you jump off buildings, you know, into a lagoon in Venice and survive either. So, you know.
That's good to know, Roberta. Thank you.
Same thing.
All right. So a couple of Santa Claus stories this weekend. I think we talked a little bit about this on Friday in preparation for what is called SantaCon. There is...
they were here.
Well, there were a lot
on Saturday.
The Santas, they get started on Saturday morning in Tompkins Square Park in the East Village.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands of New York Santa Claus who spend the day on Saturday going around to bars and drinking.
But they're not official Santa Claus. They're people who dress up as either Santa Claus or the elves or
a Christmas tree
with lights. It's just, I guess it's a fun thing to do. Where my apartment is in Manhattan, I'm across the street from the back of a church. So the church takes...
Also next to a synagogue. It's a very interesting...
Next to a synagogue. And
across the street from a Catholic church. Yeah.
And directly across the street at the church, there's a back entrance with an alcove.
Mm-hmm.
So I look out the window Saturday, and here it is. No, it's snowing. It's kind of bucolic. There's these Santas. So I see the backs of three Santas in the alcove.
I'm taking a pee.
And yes, and they're all relieving themselves of the beer they probably drank an hour prior.
Right. It's a visualization.
I couldn't grab my camera fast enough. I really wanted to take a photo of it.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who... I think you look at this and you think, can't these people at least pay respect to the time of year? We were talking on Friday about how New Yorkers have soured on tourists. There's a story today at DougStephan.com about something good. There are a number of Santa Clauses that gathered in Spain this weekend for a Santa Claus-run charity. Find that story at DougStephan.com.
Not the running of the bulls, running of the Santas.
Robitussin Confluence number 17, unexpected turbulence.
Hello, this is your captain. We're number in line for takeoff. Our flight time today will be hours, and we're expecting a ride all the way.
Coughs are disruptive, but you can always be prepared. Robitussin TMX now comes in a new liquid-filled capsule. Nothing provides more powerful cough relief. Robitussin, don't suffer the consequences. Among leading branded non-drowsy OTC cough suppressants, use as directed.
When a cold hits, you've got to hit back. And when your cold comes with both pain and sinus pressure, you've got to hit back even harder. Only Advil Cold and Sinus treats your worst cold symptoms by combining Advil, the number one selling pain reliever, and a powerful nasal decongestant in a single pill. No other cold brand delivers stronger pain relief than the pain reliever found in Advil Cold and Sinus, the 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure. Find it at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Christmas, Elton John with one of the cuts from his Christmas CD. This is from 1973, by the way, as he became popular and did what everybody else did. I came on board with a Christmas CD. Nothing wrong with that. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 25 after the hour. Merry Christmas, getting into the mood of things, along with 6,000 Santa Clauses. What's the plural of Santa Claus? Santa Claus is?
Clausi.
Santa Clausi. What is the plural of elves? Elvi.
Elvi.
Elvis.
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 Right. Anyway, so these 6,000 people dressed as Santa Claus ran a mini marathon through the streets of Madrid this weekend to promote festive cheer. The country has been in a recession for almost as long as we've been in a recession. And over there, because it is so, the government, everything's much different. Spain is, we're sort of talking about the Pope being a Marxist, but there's a, let's just say that it's a controlled situation, controlled environment in Spain. Grown-ups dressed in red costumes with white beards. Children were out there dressed as elves. They ran the 3.4-mile course in the city center. Race was organized by one of Spain's leading department stores, contributed a buck for every entrant to the charity. So 6,000 people buying presents for deprived children in Spain. That's a good story at DougSteffen.com. I think Kenny, who puts all of this together, has in his mind that we ought to have one or two good Christmas stories a day at DougSteffen.com, and so you can count on going there and checking out a lot of the things that are pertinent. The other story, the story about a Florida man who walked into a Walmart this weekend and paid off layaway accounts. $20,000 in layaway items.
Really?
At his local Walmart. Yep. His name is Greg Paraday. He's a financial planner. He went into the Villages. This is the Villages in Florida, Villages Walmart. I overheard a woman talking with a friend, worried she wouldn't be able to pay her layaway account. So he walked over to the layaway department and found this woman's bill and paid it. And then he proceeded to pay off the existing layaway accounts. Anybody that had more than $200 on layaway, he paid for it. Time he was done, $20,000.
Wow.
Wow.
How about that? That really is something. Isn't that to have people think? And there are a lot of those. There have been layaway Santas before, I think. I remember last year. Didn't we talk about that, Kenny, with a couple of people that went into, I don't remember what stores they went into, but that's a wonderful account of people. I think all told, 76 people had their Christmas club account paid for by this guy.
Well, I like that idea. You know, rather than just giving money to a charity where you don't know where
stuff.
It's going.
Right.
This is very specific. You know that you are definitely helping people.
Yeah. Something to be thankful for. I've started every day, and I think I'm going to pay close attention to this, Roberta, asking people to think as they start their day, what do they have to be thankful for? And we all have so much, really, when you think about it. There's always something to be thankful for. And this is a pretty good example, I think, of someone who goes the extra mile or with the extra bucks. So good. Good for him and good for them. 28 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Several different medical issues can cause dementia.
Patients with Parkinson's disease, particularly if they live after their 65th year into their 70th year, many of them start to develop cognitive problems that lead to dementia.
So does a neurodegenerative disease called Lewy body.
In the United States, one of the most common causes of dementia, though, is Alzheimer's disease.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Dr. Jason Karlowish directs the Making Sense of Alzheimer's Project.
Early in the course of a neurodegenerative disease, there are differences between the different diseases, and a good clinician can pick that up. Over time, as the diseases progress and more brain cells are dying, they do begin to converge on a common picture, but that's typically not until the advanced stages of the disease, years and years into it.
For more information on the different forms of dementia and treatments that may help, check the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and right now during Happy Honda Days, you could get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared!
This holiday, there's only one place to find the Pandora Family Tree Charm and the Pandora Three Kings Charm, exclusively at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, while supplies last.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. People who are here are professional boobcasters. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Evan Mantell is at the controls, although Richie is itching to get into a position of power there. I know he is. I can feel it in my bones. He's there. He's ready. He's able, sort of. The poll today, are you a re-gifter? A, yes. B, I wasn't before, but I'm going to be this year. C, no, that's tacky. Oh, no, I wouldn't be a regifter. I used to give gifts before I even knew what was in the gift. I just changed the card. I wouldn't even open them.
You didn't open it?
No. Okay, because usually it came from people that I didn't care that much about. So I didn't care. You know, those kind of gifts I would give to other people because I didn't really care. There was this period in my life when it appeared that I was the person that I hung around with. This was quite a long time ago, thought that anybody I knew was supposed to get a gift. That was what Christmas was all about. Everybody needs to have a gift. Because,
really?
Yeah, well, she thought that it was important, because what would happen was the old what if. You know who I'm talking about, Roberta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if somebody gives you a gift and you don't have one for them? So just go out and it was her money. She spent the money. She was happy to buy stuff for everybody. One of the
for me.
Yeah, no, I think we got some for you. I give it to somebody else though. I think I did. I don't remember.
Yeah,
no,
I'm good.
The
give it to somebody.
I never get anything from anybody.
Oh,
I'm invisible. I don't exist.
Oh my God,
Roberta. Some wrapping paper, pretend I got a gift.
All right. The poll on the weekend at DougSteffen.com, what kind of Christmas cards are you sending?
Let's see here.
25% said religious. Really? 20% said a photo card. Yeah, I get a lot of photo cards this year. 70% of you.
Know, but I find photo cards really, really annoying.
Why? You mean families?
With the letters on how great everybody's done during the year. It's like, you know what? I don't want to know.
There you go. Merry Christmas from Roberta Fasanelli.
I mean, really?
17% said winter scene. 13% said I haven't decided yet what to send. I remember I used to get the cards from when I didn't have any money. There was a...
you still don't have any money.
No, it's not still. I've had it up and down curves. You know that. The essence of... what the heck? Where did I get those? They were cheap cards I used to get from one of these web, no, it wasn't a website, it was, oh, I know what it was. It was, they would send you the cards with your return address, your stickers, and they want you to give $5 to some, I used to send money to some charity, and then you have 50 cards. And they were all cheap looking. But it was just, I thought, oh, it's the thought that counts. Okay, so let's see, where are we with all of this? The kind of Christmas cards you're sending out, 25% said religious, 20 photo cards, 17% a winter scene, 13% I haven't decided yet. Let's see here. 9% funny, 8% other, 7% I'm not sending cards this year. That would be me. Not sending cards. And I actually, we're having a staff meeting of the farm workers today as soon as they get off the air. And I'm going to give them a little something, little things for the first time in quite a long time, because most of them have done a pretty good job. It's just little things that, you know, cost a couple of bucks. But it's the thought, isn't it? Let's talk about that, Roberta. Isn't it the thought that counts?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Merry humbug to you.
All right, let's see. News-wise today, I have just long since gotten off of the shooting in Colorado, passing of Lawrence of Arabia. The North Koreans are all worried about whether King Kim, they call him King Kim now, because he's bumping off everybody that doesn't agree with him. Let's see here. It was a messy, bloody weekend in Iraq. 32 people were killed in various and sundry attempts at screwing things up there. And we spent, what was it, $4 trillion, supposedly, dealing with Iraq. And now they're in the same place they were before. We talked about the passing of Lawrence of Arabia. Isn't that amazing? Instead of using his real name, Peter O'Toole, everybody says, Lawrence of Arabia is dead! Actress Joan Fontaine won an Oscar for playing in Alfred Hitchcock's movie Suspicion, passed away at the age of 96. Booksellers not doing so well with holiday sales this year, Roberta, for whatever the reason. I wonder why that is. More and more of my friends are reading more. Yeah.
Because people are buying e-books.
Oh, I thought this included e-book sales.
I don't think so.
They flattened. Nope, I'm looking at a report. That's where I got this information from. This is in the New York Times business section today. Publishers have had a flat, e-book publishers have a flat year.
E-books. Huh.
Yeah, that's why I said what I did. All right, let's just see if we can help a guy out. You know how important I feel the New World Order of raising money for various small business entrepreneurs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So today we're going to feature a fellow who is trying to get some money in his Kickstarter campaign to continue a film which he started. It's a documentary about the Wrecking Crew. If you have never heard about the Wrecking Crew, you will be fascinated. So the two reasons for me to promote the fact that Tommy Tedesco is going to be here. Danny, Tommy's son. Tommy is one of the original Wrecking Crew members. A fascinating story about musicians in L.A. and a fascinating story about putting this film together. So that's coming up. Just a matter of moments. Stick around. This is Good Day.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get the Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Hurry! Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same day print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency?
As you realized there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated, a signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared!
This holiday, there's only one place to find the Pandora Family Tree Charm and the Pandora Three Kings Charm. Exclusively at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, while supplies last.
Want to cut a big flooring deal? Then get the Lumber Liquidators Holiday Coupons Flooring Sale. Save up to 10% on our incredibly low prices on pre-finished hardwood and beautiful bamboo. Save up to 20% on laminate, vinyl plank, and tools. Plus, save up to $500 on any Bella Wood pre-finished floor. And get special financing and gift cards, too. Hurry! Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store for your holiday flooring coupons today.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's the, when I went for King Kim, I was not thinking about other people that could be declared king. I wish Richie were on the microphone there. I could be King Dudley. We could have,
you are King Dudley.
Prince Richie. Prince, we got a Princess Roberta. All right, more on that later.
No,
more important.
Got it.
I understand. Okay, Danny Tedesco is here. If you have not been yet to DougStefan.com today to check out our video of the day, we were talking about this earlier. I have so much respect for you, Denny. First of all, not only did I love the Wrecking Crew and what they meant to the L.A. music scene, but also I'm a big proponent of using crowdfunding to do exactly what you are doing, to try to raise the money to finish this love. And this is what this is, a love for you. This is an act that plays it plays well and pays homage to your father and all these other people that were in the Wrecking Crew. So let's get started first by telling us the story of the Wrecking Crew and how they were named.
Well, good morning first. Hello.
Hi. Nice to have you here.
Well, the Wrecking Crew, for those that have no idea, which is not unusual, were a group of studio musicians in Los Angeles in the 60s and 70s that were basically recording almost everything that was coming out of L.A. at the time. They were the recording group for Phil Spector, of his Wall of Sound, Janet Dean, the Beach Boys, Sinatra, the Byrds, Fifth Dimension, Mamas and Papas, Johnny Rivers, Monkees, you name it, anything that was coming out of L.A., somewhere one of these musicians, or if not all of them, were part of the recording scene. And they were used because at the time, the record companies really didn't trust the musicians, the actual bands, because they didn't have the recording chops, as they say.
Recording chops, what does that mean?
Well, it means they just couldn't, they weren't that seasoned. You know, you got to realize, like the Beach Boys, they weren't that seasoned in terms of recording. So when Brian Wilson's doing his Pet Sounds album, it's much easier to bring these recording, these veterans like my father and Hal Blaine, Carol Kay, Leon Russell, Glenn Campbell. These are...
All right, hold on just a second. Leon Russell and Glenn Campbell are the only names we know.
Exactly.
They right?
were the only ones that really broke out to become stars of their own.
Yeah. Did the others desire, did your father, Tommy Tedesco, desire to be a star? Or he just loved
no,
doing
no,
this?
No, he was so happy just to be playing guitar for a living. I mean, that was absurd, the idea of making a living the way they did.
No,
you know, he was.
And they made a lot of money. These people made a lot of money, did they not?
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. I mean, they were basically when, you know, this time period, especially L.A., because L.A. was a, it wasn't like a town that wasn't, it was, there were a lot of studios, there was a movie business, there was a TV business.
There was stuff going on. These people were working 7 days a week, 12, 14 hours a day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were on a gravy train, they just didn't want to jump off.
Yeah, right.
You know, and they, you know, they did very, very well.
Did you ever hang around with your father during some of these recording stints? You never went to the studio?
No, it's funny because I asked my mom recently. I said, Mom, when Dad was recording with, or even not recording, but doing the club dates, let's say, with Peggy Lee or anybody else, did you ever go? And, you know, to those sessions, she said, no. Dad always said, a plumber doesn't take his wife to work. You know, and it made sense. I totally get it. I mean, you're focused. You're there for a reason. You're doing your job. I mean,
You're in L.A. All I can think of, I'm a part-time Angelian, and all I can think of it when you said that with the plumber was the smell good plumber commercials that are everywhere.
Oh God!
Oh my God! Those are funny. All right. Anyway, so there's a crew that gets together, and they work with all these legendary recording artists, and they never get much credit. They get paid well. So what you want to do in this Wrecking Crew film is give people the story. I've related them to the Funk Brothers in Motown.
Exactly.
Is that it? That's a good comparison, right?
Yeah, and what happened was my dad, when he was in 1996, he was passing away. He got diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I started filming them, and I put Dad together with Hal Blaine, the drummer, and Carol Kay, the only woman of the group, as a bass player. And I started doing a film of them, and I kept building on it. I got Brian Wilson in it, I got Nancy Sinatra's in it, Cher's in it, Herb Alpert's in it. Roger McClane.
And they all give credit? They all are interviewed by you, presumably.
Yeah, they all rave about these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing was, the film has been finished for many years, but I had over at one point $750,000 worth of music.
You gotta pay
and no one would ever touch it.
Right. You got to pay the licensing fee, right?
Absolutely.
So that's what this crowdfund is for, to help you finish off the payment. You have finished the film. You got to pay for the music rights. Wouldn't you think these people would be smart enough to give you a waiver, for God's sakes?
Well, here's the thing. There wasn't so much. The problem was, The labels and the publishers, they gave great rates, but there was so much music. So the reality of this was, since 2010, we started doing donations, you know, through a 501c.
Yeah.
We paid all that off. The only thing left now was the union to pay off the contract so that those guys get paid. We're clean, we're clear of everything. Mm. There is no distributor that should have any issue now of having to take this on.
Right.
And that was the only way to do it, because it's a documentary.
So the Kickstarter, those of you who are not sure about crowdfunding, I had one for my farm earlier this year, and it's pretty simple. They put a timeline on it. You have an amount that you're trying to raise. If you go to Kickstarter, isn't that the place? How would we find? You got to go to Kickstarter and then just enter in Wrecking Crew. Right, that's all you have to do.
Or go to WreckingCrewFilm.com. And just hit the button there.
Okay. So WreckingCrewFilm.com, or you go to Kickstarter and look for Wrecking Crew, and there are benefits. There are always, when you do a Kickstarter, there's always something. You get something most of the time if you want something.
The thing is, we're different than most of the other projects. We're done.
Yeah,
we're all done.
Yeah.
We're just paying things off.
When you pay it off, I want you to come back again. We'll promote the fact that it's going to be available. The Wrecking Crew on the back here of the Beach Boys Christmas album. Kenny Tedesco here on Good Day.
He's going to find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to...
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Keaton from the movie Jack Frost. Frosty the Snowman, in a way you haven't heard it other than in this movie. I don't remember Kenny ever hearing a version of Frosty that was quite as raucous as this. Do you? This is really cranking up.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah. Alright, so anyway.
He's feeling it.
Yeah, he really is. This is a movie that was number one during the Christmas season in 1998. All right, so that's where we get started. Movie music always starts movie moments. Chuck Curry is going to report on the box office totals from this past weekend. We also have a movie contest, which goes back 8 years prior to 98, obviously 1988, when we have audio now from the number one movie that year. So listen carefully. We'll give you three opportunities to listen and figure this out. Then you call us at 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Here's the first audio clue.
Like it. I love it. It's cold, and people stay home and watch television. Ad revenues go up 30%. All these idiots are going to be home watching the boob tube for me tonight. I am the biggest fan that Christmas ever had.
Ghostbusters would be my clue. How's that? You like that one, Junker?
Good clue, Doug. Very good.
888-302-3684. Next clue.
Let's face it, Frank. Garden slugs got more out of life than you did.
Name one.
I think that's a great line, actually. 888-302-3684. If you haven't won before on Movie Moments and you have this, you'd best get in on the line fast because people will figure this out. You want a swell prize. I guess we would call it a swell Christmas present, and you'll get it in time for next Christmas. Last clue.
For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
All right, so.
And I'll say one thing about that film. The star and director did not get along at all on that shoot.
Really?
Very rough shoot that movie was.
All right. Anyway, you got to figure it out. Help yourself to 888. We'll work fast at this one. 888-302-3684. Chucker has the box office totals for us just a moment here on Good Day.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared.
This holiday, there's only one place to find the Pandora Family Tree Charm and the Pandora Three Kings Charm, exclusively at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, while supplies last.
Happy Honda Days are here. That means you could unwrap a great deal on a 2014 Accord. Not only is it from KBB.com's Best Value brand, but it's packed with standard features like hands-free calling. Think that sounds good? Feast your ears on this holiday power ballad from Michael Bolton. Special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
Based on 2013 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
I just can't handle the scene anymore. I wish I could find someone who's compatible with me and my values.
Come now. Keep the flame of hope burning. All you need is a visit to Geico.com, the one website devoted to ease, savings, and the long-lost art of chivalry. We'll take you by the hand and escort you through a free rate quote. Shower you with policy managing and bill-paying tools. Throw our coats down in mud puddles to protect your shoes, unless you think that'd be weird. Is that weird? For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
A lot of people are talking about the passing of Peter O'Toole, Lawrence of Arabia. The fellow who played Billy Jack also passed away.
Yeah, Tom Lawton, who played Billy Jack in the 1971 film and also two sequels, passed away at 82. And Peter O'Toole, best known for Lawrence of Arabia, passed away. He also did a movie called My Favorite Year in 1981, which has a lot of a big following and very popular. He was great in that film. Box office, Doug, Peter Jackson's The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, opened number one, 73.6 million in business. The weather certainly was a factor as the original Hobbit did about 10 million more. Disney's animated Frozen, appropriate title for the weather, 22 million, 164 million to date. Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas, 16 million. This is a franchise that's clearly showing some wear and tear. Hunger Games, Catching Fire, plays for 13 million, 356 million in 4 weeks. That's a major blockbuster.
Yeah.
Thor Part 2, 2.7, 198 million. And Out of the Furnace with Christian Bale, just 2.3, less than 10 million.
How do you explain that? Why did you think that didn't do well?
Probably too gritty. It's just, it's too gritty a film for general audiences, and they, wait for a DVD, Blu-ray, or TV.
Did you tell us that Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones is going to play Sarah Connor in Terminator?
I didn't. I said they were looking at a couple actresses.
Which one is she? Is she the blonde at the...
She's the blonde. Yeah, yeah, she's the blonde. She's the blonde. That film goes in production this year for
Cindy,
summer.
Cindy, Cookeville, Tennessee. What's the name of the movie?
Scrooge.
You got it. Send you a Merry Christmas present. Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.